Reaction is coming in from around the world to President Trump's revised travel ban. Iran has said it plans to go forward with banning Americans from getting visas to that country, which is one of six majority Muslim countries covered by the new ban. The others are Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen. The latest order does not include Iraq. And that's where NPR's Jaina Raff is now, in the northern city of Sulaymaniyah. Jane, what are you hearing? How are people there reacting to the revised ban?
Well, Jeremy, here in Iraq, there's a lot of relief, obviously, because they've dropped Iraq from that list of people who are banned. And this was threatening to be a really serious crisis here with the Iraqi government and with Parliament, which had threatened to impose its own ban on American visas. So in announcing the new ban, the administration said it had dropped Iraq from the list because of new commitments from the Iraqi government and because Iraq actually is fighting ISIS along with the U.S. But maybe the biggest effect from this ban is on Syrians, and specifically on Syrian refugees. So as you know, Jeremy, the new order halts refugee arrivals for 30 days into the U.S., and after that, it cuts the entire refugee program in half. Hmm.
So you spoke to some of those Syrian refugees. What did they have to say?
Well, I went out to the Jordanian city of Zarqa, which is the second biggest city in Jordan, and I met Rahab Ajwad and her husband, Faras al-Maqdad. They had left Syria 4 years ago because their house was destroyed by airstrikes. Faras has a law degree, but he's been working as a barber, working very carefully as a barber because it's illegal for most Syrian refugees to work there, so he's always afraid of being arrested. And Rabab was supposed to go with her husband and her 4-year-old son to the States, to Texas, where her mom and dad and the rest of her family is. But she was pregnant at the time. So she now has 8-month-old twins, and she doesn't know when she's going to get to see her parents. She was incredibly distraught when I saw her. She said they were so happy about the thought that they would all be reunited again, but they're losing hope. And as for Faras, he wanted to tell us about the town that he comes from. It's a town called Busra Sham, where there's an international music festival every year. And he says foreigners come there and they open their homes to them. They have them stay there. They don't charge them. He said people have entirely the wrong idea about Syria. And then he went on to say that what Americans and other people need to understand is that Syrians are peaceful people, and given half a chance, if there were peace again in their country, they would go back immediately.
How is her family in the U.S. reacting to the ban?
Well, I spoke to her father, Ajwad, who is in Houston, Texas. He's been there for a year or so now. And he says things are great. He's working as a machine operator in a cheesecake factory. But he was also quite distraught that he hasn't seen his grandchildren, these children who were born 8 months ago. They're twins. He said, too, that he thought people didn't understand why Syrians were leaving. They weren't leaving to cause trouble. They weren't leaving to engage in violence. He said if they didn't mind violence, they would have stayed in Syria.
Now, Jane, this has been a confusing time at the U.S. border with some people being questioned or detained. Is that happening at foreign borders because of the travel ban? Of course, we know that it doesn't go into effect until March 16th, but are we expecting more people being detained overseas?
So the last time this happened, it was absolute chaos because, as we all remember, I think there was really no notice. So I was at airports there and people didn't know what to do. They were trying to rush to the U.S. to use their visas. Some were actually turned back despite having valid visas. Now, this time, as you point out, there is a little bit of time for it to kick in. But people who have visas, who got them before the time limit that's specified in this new travel ban, are actually rushing to use them. In the meantime, people like Rahab and her husband are kind of typical of what's happening with a lot of other families. This ban has had the effect of separating families, some of them in the United States, some of them still waiting to go back to be reunited with their families.
That's NPR's Jaina Raff joining us from Sulaymaniyah in Iraq. Jane, thank you.
Thank you so much.